Welcome to another edition of the podcast. This episode, really excited to talk about a very interesting topic to me, especially in the past few years here, which is going to be jerk moves. Most commonly, you'll see these called dick moves online. Just in case there are younger listeners, I'm going to try to not slip up here, and I'm going to try to use the term jerk move to keep it a little more general audience friendly. But, you know, I've been on the scene training since 2006 and following the sport pretty closely most of that time since then. And, you know, following stuff online and discussion boards and forums over the years, people have always talked about jerk moves and what constitutes a jerk move and what doesn't. And I've more than ever in the past few years, I've really seen this come up a whole lot on Instagram, on social media, especially on Reddit. Now, this may be a situation where it's just that our sport is blowing up and getting a lot bigger. More people are getting involved, so more people are asking the question, what's a jerk move? What's not? Or maybe it's a situation where, you know, a lot of upper belts, a lot of veterans will say that the sport has gotten a lot softer, and that the reason we are seeing more of these questions is because people are a little bit softer. And, you know, is this true? Is it not true? I'm not sure, but I'm going to try to talk through some of my ideas that I have here on the subject. And I'm going to try to right now go into four categories that I think most jerk moves fall into. Maybe if we get a better understanding of the categories involved here, we can try to get to the bottom of this. So I think the four main categories that I was thinking of when coming up with this are strikes, pain compliance, people not liking what's being targeted during the technique, and then just things that are generally uncomfortable. So we'll go through these real quick. You know, strikes is the first category. Strikes, without a doubt, are jerk moves. This one is pretty unanimous. When I started training, pretty much everything but a strike was considered fair game. So if you hit somebody, yeah, you're a jerk. You aren't supposed to do that. We're grappling. We're not doing MMA. We're not doing boxing or Muay Thai. And I would include slams in this. If you slam somebody, if somebody has you in closed guard or a triangle and you pick them up and you slam them, that's a strike. You know, you're hitting them with the ground. It sounds, you know, like it's exaggerating, but it's really not. It's very dangerous. It's a jerk move. That's pretty much going to be the only default category on our list that's a jerk move. Unless you're training for combat jiu-jitsu or you're training for MMA with strikes in mind and you've worked that out with a training partner ahead of time. Pain compliance is going to be the next category we've got. With pain compliance, some things that come to mind would be somebody has you in closed guard and you use your elbows to grind on their thighs, hoping that they'll open the closed guard. Is this a jerk move? I'm not sure. Some people will say it is. I don't really think it is. It doesn't really work that well. I kind of think that, you know, we're not doing knitting class. We're not doing interpretive dance. It's a combat sport. If you can't deal with some people grinding their elbows in you, I don't know, maybe you're in the wrong sport. I feel a little harsh saying that, but, you know, I don't know. Yeah, your mileage may vary. Someone may say something that may get me to change my tune on that a little bit. I tend to just think it's not effective, and that's the kind of thing that's gonna flame out pretty quick. People that grind their elbows or rely on pain compliance moves, you know, grinding their chin in the face or something from topside control, or grinding the elbows and the thighs from closed guard, most of those people aren't going to train too long. You know, and if you train long enough, you're going to deal with people that do that are beginners and newer to the sport, newer to the art, and you're going to be seasoned enough where you're going to be able to deal with that and not be too thrown off, or stressed out when somebody does that to you. You're just going to kind of ride out the situation, and you're probably going to sweep them or submit them, and they're going to find out the hard way that that is not a strategy that's going to pay off. These last two categories are where I think things get a lot more interesting. The third category is people not liking the target. Okay, so the big things that I think of for this one are the wrist lock is like the prime example, right? People hate getting wrist locked. It's just like a prison rules thing. It's like, oh, we're going there. Like, you're gonna wrist lock me? Okay, and I've seen rolls heat up where people get wrist locked, more than once in a roll or something like that. I think, yeah, this one gets tricky. This one's kind of hard to parse out. Wrist locks are something where the distance that's required for the joint to travel to go from being totally fine to needing to tap to avoid an injury, it's a very small range of motion and you don't have a lot of heads up, I think that's why a lot of people consider this one a jerk move. Also, it just seems like such a small target that people just, they're like, they just, they're like, ah, oh, man, it's my little wrist. Like, that's why I had to give up on this role. There's a pretty famous match with Mateus Denis versus Gary Tonon, where Mateus was in Gary's guard and jumped on a wrist lock, and Gary just, he yelled or made some sort of sound and they stopped the match. People might consider it a jerk move because you yelled out and you couldn't help that, but it counts as a tap. That one's difficult. So yeah, if people don't like the target, I'd be curious to know your thoughts. Are there certain submissions where you don't like what's being targeted? Maybe it's a spine lock or a neck crank. I know can openers are really big in this category. People don't like their neck being targeted, and some people might think it's a jerk move on that basis alone. Maybe a 21-year-old, person that's in the gym is fine with it. They don't have any neck problems yet, but maybe, a guy or a girl that's, 40 and they've, been training for 10 years, they might not like it as much. They might have different feelings on it. This is one I think is kind of open to interpretation a little bit. And, you're never going to sway anybody's mind on what they do or don't like to be targeted on themselves. One last thing on this category is these aren't always all submissions. They're things that I don't really like being targeted that aren't submissions at all. I don't particularly like playing the top of Coyote Half Guard. I don't, it's not legally a knee reap, but I feel like it puts just as much pressure, if not more, on the knee, and I don't like having my ankle torqued outwards while my knee is forced to, bend inwards and, pressure my knee and my hip. I don't have the best knees. I'm not gonna call it a jerk move though. I mean, it's a super legit. It's established in our art. It's a classic half guard sweep. I really don't like having to deal with it, but I think some of this is just in the process of coming up through the game. You just kind of have to figure out what is. There's some things that we just aren't gonna like, And for me, Coyote Half Guard is a big one of them. I hate playing against it, but I understand that it's just a part of the game, So leading into category number four is just general discomfort, right? And some classic examples of this, the guillotine is probably the most classic example. D'Arces are a decent example. Japanese neckties are a great example. These are moves that are just uncomfortable. no matter what. No matter how gentle you do a guillotine, at the end of the day, you're pulling down on someone's head, you're squeezing the neck, you're driving your wrist or the blade of your forearm into their throat. It's going to hurt. You know, it's not going to be comfortable. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of the Darce. I try really hard to make it as not painful as possible, but even a super gentle Darce is going to be slightly uncomfortable. But then, you know, this runs the gamut. There's people that are totally opposite than me. You know, Rafa Mendez was one of the, I mean, arguably he's the best person to ever do jiu-jitsu. And he really liked to turn his chokes into neck cranks. He liked to add painful elements to his submissions, especially his chokes, to make them even more brutal. So, yeah, I mean, there's totally different styles. With these uncomfortable category, I don't think most of them are jerk moves. In fact, I would probably say none of them are. I think that, you know, everyone has a right. At the end of the day, we're doing an art. It's a martial art, but it is an art. And people have a right to express their art the way that they like. And if we don't like it at any point, we can choose to tap out. So if somebody's doing a guillotine or a Japanese necktie, rear naked choke over the face is a really big one right now. These John Danaher and, you know, his guys, you know, they call it these mandible strangles, where they get a clean strangle or a clean choke through the face or the jaw, teeth, when somebody has their chin tucked. These rear nakeds that can put people to sleep even when they have their chin tucked, they are way more uncomfortable than a regular rear naked, obviously, because, you know, your face is involved and it is compressing, you know, your face and your jaw and your teeth and sometimes your nose. And these are not pleasant, but I think they're part of the game, and I think they're super legit. And, you know, these are stuff that category four is absolutely not a jerk move category. And then I might add a final category, which is stuff that maybe we don't have fully established yet. Some people, Wagner Hocha calls it the Python. I think some other people call it the muffler, but there's a thing that's fairly popular right now. Oliver Taza just got disqualified, actually, in an IBJJF tournament for it within the past few months. I don't remember what event it was. I'll try to link it in the podcast description. But this is where you take your palm and you basically, if you have the back control on somebody, you place your palm over their mouth and their nose to just kind of suffocate them until they lift their chin enough to slide in the rear naked choke, the RNC. And sometimes people just tap to the smother. Usually they don't, but sometimes they will. This one, again, I'm maybe a little old school in the approach. I don't think it's a jerk move. I think it's a part of the game, and it's not a strike. It's not intended to cause any serious harm. It's not going to damage a joint or anything. It is incredibly unpleasant, but I don't know. I could be wrong on that. Maybe we need some more time to bear it out. This is one I see a lot of mixed opinions on, but it's fairly new to, like, the metagame. So, you know, IBJJF doesn't allow it. A lot of other tournaments do allow it. With this one, I kind of think we need to maybe wait and see a little bit how things shake out. Does this become more common? I'd be curious if anyone's, you know, listening to know if this is something you do, or, you know, if people you train with do this and how you feel about it. So yeah, I guess we got to leave a category five open for stuff that is maybe undetermined. But yeah, unless it's a strike, or unless it's, you know, something that blatantly is a foul or against the rules, I tend to think, you know, we let it slide. One of the coolest things about jiu-jitsu that's really made it flourish and become so popular as a combat sport is we're so good at having an open rule set and allowing so many techniques, and maybe if there's a rule set that you don't like that does disallow some of the techniques you enjoy, there's another one that will allow it, and even the IBJJF, which they catch a lot of flack for restricting techniques, they've started to allow heel hooks and reaping, and jiu-jitsu is still a very open combat sport, and I think it's important to allow, err on the side of allowing things. So yeah, we'll see how some of this bears out, but my personal take between these categories, the strikes, pain compliance, people not liking what's being targeted, and then general discomfort, I think that strikes are pretty much the main things that we can unanimously agree are jerk moves. And then everything else is, varying degrees of just sort of having to get acclimated to the stresses and discomforts of training, but I would be curious to see where other people stand. I wanted to give some thoughts on jerk moves. I see complaints about them all the time online. I see, a bunch of upper belts telling lower belts that they need to toughen up. And then I see a bunch of lower belts telling upper belts that they need to, recalibrate their position and everything in between. I see upper belts complain about a lot of stuff too. So definitely not trying to single anyone out, but just wanted to put an episode up talking about, jerk moves and what I think constitute them. And I hope that it's a little bit of food for thought and maybe helps out a little bit in the journey. Thanks for listening. I hope everyone has an awesome time, training and over the next week. And definitely stay safe out there. Much love and appreciation to everybody. And we'll talk to you soon. Peace.